For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. I pray you are doing great. I don't want my words just to become like, yeah, you say that every time. I really want you to know that's what our prayer is for you. We pray you're waking up and loving God and just embracing who He is and that He's got a plan for your life and that whatever you might be going through, my friend, you're just going through. Keep looking to Him. Keep your eyes fixed like flint on Christ. This is what Habakkuk did, who we're talking about. The Old Testament prophet who was all aggravated and frustrated, saying, God, why is this happening to my nation? So he did five things to get an answer. And it's not trying to water it down. It's a very serious story. But in our broadcast, I can just give these bullets in their areas that we can do when we need answers. Number one, you'll see in chapter 2, he withdrew. He says, I'll climb my watchtower. I'm going to get alone and ask God, what is going on? Jesus withdrew often, didn't he? To lonely places to pray, to hear God. That's what we've got to do. Especially when the rubber's hitting the road and you need answers. You have got to tune everything else out. Really, and tune into God. So he withdrew. Number two, he waited. He got up into the tower and he says, I'm going to station myself. Good News Translation says, I will wait to hear what God will say to me. He stayed put so that he could hear God. You know, my friend, there's no shortcut to this now. You know, and again, it's kind of funny because, well, I say kind of funny. I mean, we're all hooked up, aren't we, to iPhones and iPads and computer. And, you know, you sit at dinner and your phone's on your I get it. I've got children, too. And so we make sure our phones are on our hip, even when eating a meal in case they need to reach us. I understand. But you've got to find a time to not be electronically, socially wired. Because you got to wait. You got to hear from God. God will speak to someone who's making the effort to listen. But if you know you're in a hurry and God doesn't come through in a text message, you know, I don't know how much you're going to hear. He withdrew. He waited. Third thing he did, he started to watch. He says, I'm going to look to see what God will say to me. This is great, my friend. When the rubber's hitting the road, get your notebook out, get a pen out, climb into your watchtower, your quiet place. Wait on God. Get your eyes fixed on Him. Get ready to write, because God will start to speak. He withdrew. He waited. He watched. We'll pick it up tomorrow where you'll see he begins to write. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.